Well, just hours after Iran launched those ballistic missiles against two bases in Iraq, a Ukrainian passenger plane bound for Kiev, Ukraine, crashed shortly after taking off from Tehran. Video from Iranian state media shows the plane descending, apparently on fire, and then crashing into a field and lighting up the dark sky before dawn. NPR has not independently verified that video, but Ukrainian officials say all 176 people on board, including Iranians and Canadians, were killed. Let's bring in here and now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. And Seth, what do we know about the last moments before this plane went down?
Not a lot yet, Jeremy. It happened suddenly, about a couple minutes into flight, plane climbing through 8,000 feet, lost contact with ground control, with the air traffic controllers there in Tehran. So no distress call. Something happened rather suddenly. Now, just because the pilots didn't communicate doesn't necessarily mean that they weren't dealing with something. The rule in the cockpit is aviate, navigate, and communicate in that order. So if you have to choose between trying to fix something and telling people about it, you try to fix it. But in any case, it seems to have happened rather quickly.
Well, if the video is correct and the plane was on fire before crashing, what could have possibly caused it to do that?
Right. And that video, as you said, unconfirmed, as well as video of the crash site, shows that the plane seemed to have gone down more or less intact. It didn't look, certainly from the video, like, let's say, a missile or something like that, although who knows. Well, Iranian officials initially said an engine fire, didn't provide any particular evidence or details about that. Ukrainian officials initially went along with that and seemed to rule out terrorism, let's say, but then kind of backed off that. They aren't saying it was something else, but they're no longer saying it wasn't. So sure, an engine fire, although things go wrong with engines all the time that don't bring planes down. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you know, some kind of terrorism on board, let's say an exploding device, you might picture the plane blowing apart, but and not crashing intact, but not necessarily. Somebody could blow a hole in the fuselage and cause a catastrophic damage that doesn't necessarily blow the plane apart, and it could crash intact. So still a lot left here. Obviously, this is all in the context of everything else going on in Iran, but it could just be a coincidence.
Well, it reminds me of that plane that crashed, the passenger plane that crashed in 2001 after 9/11 from JFK, but it had nothing to do with terrorism. It was completely unrelated.
Yeah, that's where all our minds went. I remember I was traveling at the time, and that's what everybody thought, and exactly ended up having nothing to do. It was American Airlines Flight 587.
Now, this plane that crashed in Tehran was a Boeing 737-800, not a Boeing 737 MAX, which is the one that's been grounded since the two crashes that killed hundreds of people. What more can you tell us about this particular aircraft that was involved in the crash?
Yeah, you're right, Jeremy. I think everybody at this point knows about the 737 MAX, but very few of us have actually ever been on one. Boeing just hadn't produced that many of them before the plane was grounded. The 737-800, on the other hand, almost every one of us has been on one. American, United, Delta, Southwest, and others. Most major airlines fly these planes, fly lots of them, as well as similar versions, mechanically similar 700s and 900s that are just either bigger or smaller. This plane was rather new, joined Ukraine International's fleet back in 2016. And it was a new plane at that time. It's not as if they got it from somewhere else first.
And what kind of track record do they have, Ukraine International Airlines?
They've been flying since 1992, one of a handful of airlines that came about as the Soviet Union was crumbling in the ex-Soviet states. And they have a good safety record. They've actually never had any fatalities before this. It's an airline that meets global standards, an airline that you or I would generally feel comfortable getting on.
Now, the black box is usually the piece of evidence investigators turn to figure out what happened after a crash. But an Iranian aviation official told a news agency that Iran is not going to send the flight data recorders to Boeing. The Iranian authorities did blame the crash on technical issues, though they didn't cite any evidence. How is this investigation going to play out if Iran's not going to send the black box to Boeing?
Yeah, going to play out differently from some others, but you know, not without precedent here. I mean, even look in Ethiopia, there was tension there about where the black boxes were going to go. They went in that case to France. Iran says it's providing information to the airline, so you have to figure that airline, Ukraine International, if it wants all the best information, could perhaps then share that with Boeing and with the National Transportation Safety Board and so forth in the U.S., even if it's not going directly there. But you're right, all of this getting caught up in global tensions, which you hate to see, because if there's something mechanical going on, everybody in the world would want to know about that, although way too early to say whether that's whether that is. And obviously very different implications for Boeing. There's no bringing back the 176 people no matter what. Right. But if this was something mechanical versus terrorism.
That's Seth Kaplan here now, transportation analyst. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.